Hello, hi guys. I hope you guys are doing fine. I'm doing fine from my end. January has been rough, generally, but I am doing fine. So this is the only time I have gotten that I can record because there's a semblance of peace where I live. January has been a bit rough on me. This is the first episode I'm doing. Of course, you can tell. And some of you have reached out and have been like, yo, why are we not getting a new podcast? I just have been handling certain stuff that I've needed to juggle. And I think I have worked through. Yeah, I'm not in the best of spaces, but I am really okay at the moment. I don't know if I can go into them, like whatever I've been working on, but just know some of them had to do with finances. Some of them had to do with letting go of certain relationships that were not working. And I've said that before, but you learn a new thing every day. Still, in the spirit of learning, I'm going to share a few things that I think I've learned throughout January. One of them is extending grace, like extending grace towards another person and extending grace towards yourself. There are things I've judged people for, not like consciously, like, oh, you're the worst person for doing this, but there are things I said I people for doing. And for the longest time, I've done this continuously. Like if someone does something, I'm like, I now think of you differently. I'm learning to extend grace towards people, because at the end of the day, people are doing the best with whatever they can. And I know this is a lesson I've learned time and time again, and I will continue emphasizing, because as a human being, we are continuously learning. So we make mistakes, we learn from them, and then we continuously learn. Extending grace towards myself has been important in this phase. It's been like sometimes you feel down and you do not know why you're feeling down. And then you start beating yourself up for it. You're like, you should be hype. You have all these things going on for you. And then you're like, but I am not happy. But I feel down. And this is a feeling that needs to be acknowledged. And then you sit in that for a moment and then you acknowledge it. And then you move past it through extending grace to yourself. So if you're going to be kind to someone else, you're going to have to be kind to yourself. Another lesson I'm learning, and maybe the hard way, is the work is never done. I used to think, and I think I've said this on the pod before, I used to think with healing, like you get to this magical place whereby you're healed enough with self-esteem, with confidence. You get to a point where things are just working out for you. But the more I go, the more I learn that confidence, self-esteem, healing is a fire that I'm going to be continuously feeding for the rest of my life. It's a journey I'm going to be on for life. Like it's not something that it's not a destination. It's something that I'm continuously going to be doing. And I know I've said this, and sometimes as human beings, we tend to forget these things as we go. Another lesson is please do it. Nothing you're afraid of doing, please do it. Now, this is coming from, I realized there are people I follow like on either IG or Twitter that I would not like their stuff because I was afraid. I'll be like, I wouldn't like cautiously participate in certain online things because I would be like, what would certain people think of me? Like certain people follow me, like what would this other person think of me? And then the more I live, the more I realize we only have this one life. And it's not that important. Like everyone else is dealing with their own shit. Why would you think they're wrapped up in your own stuff? So everyone is dealing with their own things and their own time, and they have a lot going on. So they're not focusing on whatever you're doing. Please do it. I have an entry that says, I choose not to stay here. And I was going through things at that moment. I remember one time, it was at night, I remember. And then I was just feeling low. I was feeling sad. And then a thought pops into my head. And then the thought is like, we do not have to stay here. So I whatever my best music I place is, and then I start dancing around the room. And then with that, I start feeling more happy. And then from that, I realized you do not have to stay there. Like if you feel unhappy, you find things that make you happy. You get up, you dance around, you surround yourself with the things that are going to make you happy. In the same breath, there's something I learned. Like when I came back to school, because my sessions are like I'm in between sessions. So when I came back to school, I used to tell myself I do not have time for the things I like. Like I took a while to journal. Like it took me a while to get back to journaling. It took me a while to write poetry. And then one time I sat down, I was like, these things make me happy. So I'm going to have to create time for them consciously, because time for other things creates itself. Like time for classes is mapped out. Time for going out with my friends is mapped out. Time for every other thing is mapped out. So I'm going to have to map out, and consciously make time for the things that make me happy, because that is part of feeding the person that I am, part of building the person that I am, feeding my soul. This next one is a bit of a downer, but I think we have to go through it. I think I've made peace with loneliness. You know, like, for the longest time, I was caught up in this thing of wanting someone to come. Like, I was expecting, like, the right person was on their way. Like, if I did this, if I healed enough, if I worked on this part of myself, maybe this person is on their way. And I'm coming to realize that maybe someone is not on their way. I know that sounds skeptical. That sounds like I'm being pessimistic, but I'm not being pessimistic. Sometimes I ask myself, I cannot stop living because I'm waiting for the right person to make their way, you know, to me. And I sat in it for some time. And then I was like, you know, maybe they're not coming. That is also an option. Like, being a person who is very positive, toxically positive, it took me a while to sit in it to be like, you know, maybe someone is not coming. We're going to just have to love ourselves and love ourselves to the fullest. If they do come, well and good, like, they're going to meet us on this journey. The next is, you make peace with something without putting up with it. Now, this was in relation to a friendship. Like, I had this friendship, and whenever me and this person, like, did things, it was okay. And then there were moments when there were dumpers, and then the things they would do that the things which would piss me off, and I would not speak on them. And then sometimes they would mess up, and then I would forgive them. And then you feel the need to stay because you've already forgiven them. And then realize, just because I've forgiven you does not mean you keep doing the same thing, and then I have to put up with it. You do not have to stay somewhere because you've already forgiven. You can forgive and stand from a distance. And that is something I'm learning the hard way. Another thing is acknowledging my feelings. That is weird coming from me, but it took me a while. Like, I tell everyone else, please acknowledge your feelings, sit in them for a moment. You know, they're trying to tell you something, everything, all that woo shit. And then the first time I'm faced with either feeling jealous, because that is also something, that is a feeling you have, or when I'm faced with any negative emotions, I'm like, I should not be feeling this way. And then I start beating myself up for it. And then it becomes a cycle of, you shouldn't be doing this. You should know better. For someone who's evolved, for someone who, you know, has done work on themselves, this is not something you should be doing. When you realize that that is part of a human emotion, like, this is something that is trying to tell me something, and I'm not really listening. So I am acknowledging my feelings. If it is someone I liked and did not like me back, I sit in it for a moment. I'm like, yeah, this person did not like me, but that has nothing to do with me. It's a choice they made that has nothing to do with me. Does that make it easy? No. But at the end of the day, that person is not choosing me. So I cannot get stuck in the fact that this person did not pick me. They picked someone else, and I'm stopping my life because they did not love me and all of this. I feel them. I acknowledge that I have these feelings, and then I move on. Next advice is, please say yes. If there's an opportunity, like, if your friends are calling you to go out, if there's someone you like and they've asked you out, please say yes. One of the things someone said to me was, we never know tomorrow. And I know that you've heard that a million times, but in truth, sit in it for a moment. Like, nobody assures us there's going to be tomorrow. So if you have a chance to do something that you really like and enjoy, or just to be silly, it doesn't have to be like life altering. It doesn't have to be something big. Just do something. You know, if there's something you want to do, if you want to get high, if you want to drink yourself to stupor, that just this one time. This is terrible advice, but try it. You know, at the end of the day, you realize maybe alcohol is not for me. If you realize, yo, getting high is not for me, you learn your lesson from it. You do not get to protect yourself from certain experiences. If you also know you're the type that gets addicted very fast, you stay away from drugs. The next thing is, love is very important. I just don't have it at the moment. Like, I have it, like, friends. My friends are amazing people, and I'm grateful for them. If I did not have their love, I do not know if I would be this strong. You know, and I've seen it show up for me throughout January. So in acknowledging that, is like, I'm saying love is important. Like, for a while, to delude myself, I kept telling myself that, you know, love is not important. You know, sometimes let me just focus on the things I have. And yes, I celebrate the things I have, but I also have to acknowledge that sometimes you need someone who is only yours. Sometimes you need someone you're going to call in the middle of the night, someone who is going to text, check on you, do random things, like the only things you get to do with a partner. And I did not have that, like, I had that for a while, and then it did not work out, and you get into this whole thing of maybe I'm not good enough and all of that nonsense. But at the end of the day, when you come back, you realize I have to acknowledge that, you know, I want someone and I want to experience love. It's just not here at the moment, so I cannot kill myself for it. I cannot, you know, I cannot come and die because I'm not getting love. At the end of the day, I'm going to have to focus on what I have control over and what is happening in my life at the moment. And I'm choosing to do that, but I'm not closing the door for love. I want to experience love. I want to experience everything that comes with love, the ups, the downs, and everything. Choose your battles well. This one was learned online. Yes. I don't think if it's January or, but there are things that have happened in Kenya in the past month or 2 months that were a bit traumatizing. Things were a bit wanting, like there were a bit of downers for me. And every single time, I felt like I was going to experience something that was triggering. Not even triggering. If someone was going to say something that was negative, I do not have to say it. I think I've protected myself in the sense of, I do not have to say nonsense. I'm sorry to call it that. But if there's someone who I follow is constantly saying things that are negative, I'm going to either mute them or just block them. You know, there are things they do not have to experience just for the sake of, oh, Twitter, IG and everything for me is entertainment or learning. I do not have space for negativity. That is life, I know. And sometimes you cannot do better. But I don't think I am going to put up with it because that is what life is serving. So I have chosen intentionally to take myself away from spaces, choose the battles I fight very, very well, because at the end of the day, it impacts my health, my mental health, one way or another. It impacts the way I see myself. If I see something negative about all people, it's going to be like, oof. If I see something negative about another person, you get. So at the end of the day, I am choosing my words very well. Lastly, unconditional love for yourself. You are the best version of yourself. Like, there's going to be no other person. I have learned, this is something that is ongoing, but I have learned to love myself very, very fiercely. There are no options with me. Like, I'm going to have to give everything to myself, but I'm giving nothing to anyone. So if it means walking around in my room in a box to get comfortable in my body, that is going to be it. If it is going to mean walking around in shorts because I have an insecurity about what, there is no space for insecurities. Speaking of which, on a day, on a very lonely day, I was feeling bad in the morning. And then I wrote something to the effect of, it was saying, you, my dear, have no space for self-pity. We are too busy creating space for abundance. And I think I want to live by that. Like, there's no space for feeling, you know, self-pity, for comparing to other things. There's no one to compare me to. There's always going to be one version of me. So yeah, those are things I think I've not learned, but things that I'm trying to learn and I'm incorporating into my life throughout the next month. But yeah, happy new month to you folks, because this is going to drop by tomorrow, and tomorrow is the new month. Yeah, I'm recording this on a Wednesday. Yeah, tomorrow is the new month. I'm so sorry it took me a while to record and get back. But yeah, I'm here. And you're going to get more of your episodes. This one was a random one. Bye-bye.